he's the glue in a lot of ways offensively, like Jab moves defensively. But he moves the ball. He's got great poise, and when they need to score, he scores. And I was just, you know, I thought we did some good things. Like they've had games where they had 31 assists in the game, so we tried to limit their, you know, popping the ball around, try to stay solid. And, you know, they, as a good team, they made adjustments and made the plays when they needed to.
Does this Penn team strike you at this point as being any different under Miller than they were under Dunphy?
Well, it's, you know what, when you have those four guys back, Danley, Jabber, Zoller, and Grandieri, then, you know, it feels the same when you look out there that those four guys really know how to play. They know what it takes. They bring it every night. So, tonight they go straight man. They haven't done that any game this year. I think that's felt very similar. I don't know if they are nearly, because on tape it didn't seem like it, but when they're out there playing, I thought they really were similar to in terms of the mental approach to the game, which they're very good at.
A lot of the game, especially in the first half, was contested in the paint specifically. Were you comfortable with that? Was your perhaps a bit of a size advantage?
I thought they did a good job getting in there. I thought we did a decent job challenging. I think they did a better job making. It's funny because, as I said, one of the things coming in the game is that they share the ball so well. Well, at halftime, they're sitting with 5 assists. They end up with 11 assists on 30-some baskets, which isn't a very good percentage. So you think you did a lot of good things. As I said, I think they felt that we weren't over-helping. We weren't trying, and they knew they, if they had an advantage, they took it. And Grandieri makes shots, and Zoller makes shots. Different than they had most of the season up until this point.
Could you mention they played straight man, yet in the first half you had a lot more success than the second half? You may have already asked, I'm sorry, but it's what did they do differently? What was the difference in the first half and the second half?
You know, I'll be honest, I didn't feel real comfortable with us in the first half either. I didn't feel we moved the ball well. I thought we played hard and got it down there where we needed to, but I tried to make some adjustments in the second half to limit some things we do to help us get some more ball movement. And to be honest, it probably wasn't the right move. Our guys, maybe we should have stayed with more of what we were doing in the first half, and I'll take the responsibility for that.
How big was Ryan Whitman's performance for you tonight?
Well, Ryan is going to be a real good player. Already is very good. It's very satisfying to see a kid that young in this kind of environment to play against that kind of people that are trying to stop him. I think he raises his game when teams do that. He's got the ability to make plays for himself and his teammates, and he's just real lucky and fortunate that we have him. And I still think you'll see a lot more out of him. I thought they did a good job limiting him to 16. He didn't get a whole lot of shots.